Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
Willkommen.
Willkommen, meine Damen und Herren. I don't know German. Claire, the film this week was Look Who's Back, which I can't pronounce in the original German. What's it called?
Ist wieder da.
Yeah. Why did you pick this?
Again, here. I don't remember. Again, it was on a list on my phone. And I had to decide on a film, and this was one of them. So this is the one that I picked.
I feel we're all culpable this time. We very much urged you on.
Yeah, I was trying to back out of this one, but people seem keen, so I take no responsibility for it at all.
All right.
What did everyone think?
Can you go first? What did you think?
Oh, what did I think?
Mm.
Oh, I thought it was surprising.
I didn't think you would answer that.
Surprisingly funny for a comedy about Hitler.
Yeah.
And just a little bit too close to the bone, given some of the political movements that are happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had sort of Borat-y vibes, which I quite enjoyed. I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was funny in places and kind of made a bigger point in others.
I can see that.
What about everyone else?
I feel exactly the same.
Ah, cool.
I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. No, what I mean...
A bit frightening.
And that's great for a comedy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I thought it met the...
Makes you laugh, then makes you think a bit.
Yep, that's all I was looking for.
Yeah.
How about you, Michael?
Yeah, I thought this was great. I did watch this probably when it had just come out 10 years ago. And I don't know, maybe it was because... I was watching it in a slightly different setting, like just sort of chuck something on Netflix, maybe because the world was in a slightly different situation. I didn't really click with it so much last time, but this time I really did. It was quite something. Really well done, quite thoughtful. Yeah, I loved the sort of Borat LEG thing. And yeah, I think it had something to say. What do you put, Fernando? What about you, Fernando? Did you like it?
Did I like it? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I guess I'm not sure because the jokes were about things that, I don't know, I thought that maybe we shouldn't joke about.
I see.
Especially because it seemed to me that we were making fun of people that maybe we thought of as on the fringes of society, but maybe they're not on the fringes of society. And when other people see themselves making, well, if they see this film and they think they're making fun of them, then they only get angrier.
I see.
Incidentally, I also did not like Borat. I don't remember why, but I remember not understanding the film.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen Borat since I was 15.
I watched it again recently. It's it held up very well.
Oh, did it? Oh.
Yeah, I had a lot of time for it.
Excellent. Well, I know what you mean, Fernando.
Maybe I should watch Borat again.
Maybe so.
Never go back. Only forward.
So I guess the reason we're making this comparison is it was the same format of a sort of larger than life comedy character who's in this film that is basically a drama, but segments of it are filmed in public in a way that they sort of don't. Yeah, with people who are just in the general public who haven't, who those interactions aren't scripted, and it's to see what people's reactions are like. And I think, as in Borat, those segments sort of revealed something about what people are like and were quite surprising sometimes and made you think a little bit sometimes. I think they followed the Borat playbook very much on that.
Yeah, I think also along the Borat playbook lines, it was very selective in what made the final cut.
Gotta be.
There were a lot of what you might expect, the reactions that people had to someone dressing as Hitler. Sort of disappointment or disgust or dismissal. Yeah. Basically anything with dis at the start.
Disappropriation.
And yep. I put... Oh.
Just to get more...
Disinvitation.
That's it.
That's thanks. All the words.
Thanks for all that. Yeah, they must have been selective. I think they showed us a good range as well. Yeah. Maybe focused on the more entertaining or the more sort of shocking ones, but also showed us a bit of just people being a bit confused a couple with someone just saying, I remember the one where he was doing the paintings, which is a good scene, by the way. But the one guy they just interviewed saying, look, if I had my way here, someone coming in and just standing in the middle of the town centre dressed as Hitler would be run out of town. I think it's not right. It was something that they left that in there.
Mm.
Yes, I think that was a needed reaction.
Mm.
Yeah, just, it's not everyone that's a neo-Nazi. I take your point, though, Fernando, that maybe just laughing at people in the fringes who are connecting with that movement, they're not going to be won over by being made fun of.
Exactly.
I saw a reasonably compelling essay about the show Adolescence, which I haven't seen, so I don't know why I'm bringing it up. But
okay. I've seen it.
Have you heard of Adolescence?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, okay. The TV show.
I thought it was really good.
I've heard the gist.
Yeah, that it was trying to, that there was this campaign of being like, show it in schools to try and de-radicalise young men and like hold the mirror up to them. But this essay was going, shaming people is really a good tactic for actually getting them to shift perspectives or actually self-reflect on themselves. You know, you think if you capture something and you show it to them, you think, look, isn't this, do you identify with this? Is this you? Can you see through the morals? But it's the actual psychology of it doesn't really work.
Interesting.
I've heard a case that if you want to change someone's view, showing them the cost of their position is effective sometimes. They can show like, look, this is someone who has these views and this is someone being hurt by that. This is problems that are being caused. That can click with people, particularly if it's a story in a way that maybe statistics don't always do. But I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
let's really get to the heart of this thing. Neither of us. Maybe we'll just hand over to Claire and Fernando here.
Well, what a tangent. Anyway, we should bring it back to the actual film that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hitler funny?
Yes, exactly.
Probably the thing that made me uncomfortable was how much I liked Hitler.
You got to, haven't you? Again, I think they did that well because he was a big funny comedy Hitler. He was like the Nazis in Hello, Hello or something. There's a rich history of laughing at evil people and making them ridiculous. And I think there's something to be said for that. But then, they did turn that around a bit at the end, didn't they? And they said, like, look, everyone, so many people in this story didn't have Nazi views, but were dragging it along because it was funny or because it was ironic or because they thought they could make some money out of it or because they were afraid to stand up and say, no, that's not right. There were so many different reasons that people just sort of went along with it, even though they didn't agree. And it suddenly felt a lot less funny right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And the actor did it so well.
Mm.
He really did. From what I know of Hitler, he was very on it. And the way he sort of didn't quite drop that persona, and the way he we were to laugh at him, but it wasn't because he was telling jokes and stuff. He was really sort of saying these awful things, and yeah, it was, yeah, it made you think.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that was part of the point of the film, was that you can't always just laugh at these things. Like, be careful what you turn into in the name of irony or comedy. Yeah.
It's a bit like that, the time you told Ryan off for buying the Daily Mail.
Yes.
Because they don't know that you're doing it ironically.
Yeah.
That's just another sale.
Exactly.
If you tune in and watch the Hitler show, you're just another viewer. Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something.
I mean, I guess we could also talk about Trump and Boris Johnson, but I...
And whoever else. I mean, it's, yeah, there's
Putin,
a handful Putin. Of countries now that have got these movements growing.
I'm just thinking specifically with the humour of, like, the left laughing at these buffoons, and it just...
Oh, I get, yeah. Yeah,
raising their profile, Farage as well and stuff.
But. Totally, yeah, Mussolini was the clown, wasn't he? Yeah. Was his nickname. It's all, yeah, very funny until they end up in charge.
So yeah, it had a good political edge to a spoof comedy.
To such a nuts idea for a spoof comedy as well. What a stupid idea for a film. And yet somehow they pulled it out and made it really work. I was thinking as I was watching it, if the guys who did Holy Motors or Southland Tales watched this, that they must have been kicking themselves and be like, shit, that was it. That was what we meant to do. Something completely absurd and nuts and surreal and bonkers and what's going to happen next. But, oh my God, there's actually a point to it. And by the time you got to the end, it makes a big impact on people who are watching it. Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, so my fear with talking about this film is that I just reacted exactly how the audience was supposed to, and anything I have to say about this film is not going to be useful or insightful. It's just how it was supposed to be taken.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
Oh, that's okay. We can discuss that and reflect on it, can't we?
I suppose so. I hate that I'm just, that it worked.
Well, they're not trying to...
You know, they tricked me.
They tricked you by the ruthless tactic of making a well-crafted film with a resonant message.
Yeah, exactly.
Bastards. Stanley Kubrick all over again.
Well, yeah. Slightly different to Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure I've got anything insightful to add to the film, that to the discussion that isn't obvious.
Well, you can try and answer the question: was the characteristic Hitler moustache really because of the gas mask?
That's a good question.
He did ruin a perfectly good style of facial hair, didn't he?
You think Hitler ruined the moustache?
The toothbrush moustache.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin had that one going for years before Hitler ruined it.
What?
But he got his own back, though, didn't he? I can't wait to watch The Great Dictator.
Wait, you're all telling me that moustache was popular before Hitler made it ban?
Yeah, well, a few people had it, I think. It wasn't a lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a characteristic, oh, that's interesting, what a strange thing to be.
So it was not because of the gas mask.
Not sure. That might just be a Hitler story. I think that there's a suggestion that he at least kept it as a, like, to have a thing. Like, when you're a politician and wants to get noticed, it's worth having a thing. Even if it seems a bit silly, something that just makes you memorable.
Like a big thatch of blonde hair.
Yeah, floppy blonde hair.
Or orange fake tan.
Was it Harold Wilson?
It's like Claudia Winklevoss.
Was it Harold Wilson used to smoke a pipe?
Yeah.
And no one smoked a pipe by that point. That was a weird thing to do, but it was his thing. Or yeah, Churchill walking around with a cigar in his mouth all the time, and he always had the cigar because that was Churchill.
What do you think your thing would be?
Argyle socks.
Argyle socks. I have to be pull out my trousers everywhere I go for people to see them. I guess that would be my thing.
Just walking around holding your trousers up by the knees.
I would always be holding a cup of matcha on my right hand and then a Go board game on my left.
Wow, a full 19 by 19 Go board.
Yes.
Very balanced distinctive.
On his hand.
That would be distinctive.
One of the pieces on it.
Yeah. Challenge anyone to play you as you walk past.
Might bring back chewing tobacco.
The tobacco thing's been a bit done, though. You know, you're really going to stand out if you're. Okay. Well, I suppose chewing tobacco's not really.
That's weird.
That might be.
It?
Yeah, that might just be.
It's because of the spitting thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
chewing tobacco.
No one's going to like it, but it. God damn it, it'll get me remembered.
Carrying around an empty Coors Light can to spit it into.
Patoom. Yeah. No, that's not very good.
It's a good distraction tactic at PMQs. I reckon
maybe I'll wear a tam o'shanter. Wait, what did you say?
I said the pan pipes are due a resurgence.
Whoa, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, just round my neck.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Tam o'shanter's a hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not a copy of tam o'shanter under my elbow. Yeah. How about like a giant stick insect? You know, some people like carry a giant stick insect around with them. You just have
you
it like bounce on my shoulder.
Insect?
Yeah, like a pet, but they're very docile and they basically just sit on your shoulder.
That used to be a thing, right? In the past, I remember my grandmother having one of, I think, a massive beetle that was encrusted with jewels, and it was still alive.
Oh wow!
What?
Yes.
Wow, that's kind of horrible.
That's horrible. Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
It does remind me. You know, there's a bit of a trend in the Disney parks of wearable plushies, little shoulder pals.
Oh, there we are. Yeah, I'd have one of them.
Yeah, I remember Kira getting angry because someone wrote a Guardian article about. Them taking off, and she decided to wear one for a week just around like London. And Kira was like, what a stupid thing. They're not popular outside of the parks. You're making people seem like they're crazier than they are.
You see.
It's a park trend. It's just women talking about how she's getting weird looks for wearing a ratatouille on the side of her shoulder walking around.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You could always be wearing your graduation gown, and then people will remember you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would work.
Natural authority.
Okay, yeah, now we're talking.
You could be doing a live
blue gown as well.
Reenactment of Kafka's metamorphosis at all times by just constantly putting on a new thing that transforms you into a big beetle and then undoing it.
Cockroach,
these are all great ideas.
Wasn't it?
Cockroach. What was it? Or was it a bit? Yeah, no, I can't remember.
How about you get one of those tiny dogs and push it around in a little dog trolley?
Yes, please.
Oh dear. No one ever started a movement while pushing a little dog around on a trolley. That's
what exactly. You'd be the only one, you'd be remembered.
Suppose so.
No
and
one
going up on the stage with everyone cheering, be like, could you be a bit quieter? He's having a little sleep at the moment.
Yeah.
No, I guess I'll never have a thing.
Oh well.
Probably for the best.
You could just shave half of your beard, just one side.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea.
That would be noticeable.
You could have a monocle. Is that what it's called?
A monocle, yeah. Would you a monocle politician?
How about all of these? Monocle, half a beard, turning into a beetle, Disney shoulder plushie, playing the panpipes.
Yeah,
you're getting a bit close to like the sort of bin face candidates at the election.
Yes, that's about there, isn't it? Yeah, they probably all decided to do their thing.
Well, it worked for bin face. I mean, it's pretty iconic in British politics.
That's true.
We could jump to games.
We could. I've got some favourite moments from the film I'd like to.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, sorry. Let's go through your notes.
Okay, I really enjoyed, I suppose, the first punch I got from the film where I was like, ha, that is funny, was when he was walking on the beach and his umbrella was blowing. It's just something funny about Hitler on a beach with an umbrella trying to... and when he was stung by the bee, really enjoyed him sort of flailing around panicking because he'd been stung by the bee.
And then,
I wrote these down when I, anything that tickled me. And him using, learning to use the computer was particularly charming.
It's fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Starts crying.
things I liked were the fact that you supported the Green Party.
That was a great one, yeah.
Inspired.
Yeah.
And the scene with the comedy writers writing the horrible, horrible jokes.
Yeah, I take it that was one of the Borat scenes where they got some real comedy writers and said, what can you come up with? Because a lot of them were visibly upset.
And you could see them reading it and thinking, like, just hating themselves for even having thought those thoughts.
Yeah.
And then people were laughing at their joke because they were funny in a way that jokes are funny, but horrible in a way that you don't make them because they're horrible. Yeah, that was very difficult to watch.
Yeah, that was it did uncomfortable scenes well, I thought. Oh, that's so close to the line, which I think they have to go. If anything, I thought actually sometimes they didn't go close. Like I've read a couple of reviews of the film.
Okay.
And a couple of people noticed they're like, I don't think they go far enough towards the end showing how vile Hitler's, you know, they sort of a couple of punches.
Right.
Oh, I see.
But they really don't talk about his, like, they do avoid, they have one joke about Jewish, well, not apart from the writer's room, but the woman saying to him, but just to be clear, Jews are no laughing matter, which was a funny joke, and him going,
yeah,
I completely agree. Very funny. But apart from him maybe like having a conversation with the guy who's black saying, we'll have jobs for you too, which was also funny. But it was maybe a bit too cozy at times. They just showed how charming and charismatic he was. And we knew, I suppose we don't, maybe, I'm not sure I agree with this, because I think underneath we know, we don't need to go over it again. We know how deeply, you know, it's Hitler, for God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, the ending was a punch in the gut. If you watched it to the end, I don't think you could go away, think, like, just having that as this was a cute, funny film, I thought.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was just cute. It was disturbing enough to work.
And I did find myself hating him as well, even though he was very funny earlier on, but by the end, I was, it wasn't funny anymore. I think they did that well.
Were you angry with yourself for laughing?
No, because I saw what the filmmakers had been doing and I agreed with them. And it was funny. I don't think so. They never caused us to laugh at like truly racist jokes and stuff. We were always laughing at either Hitler or the absurdity of Hitler or people's reactions to Hitler. They did that right.
Okay, that's fine.
They're playing with fire a bit here. There's bound to be people who don't think they played it quite right. So I can respect that.
As you say, though, it's a well-established tradition of parodying evil leaders. I don't think it's always entirely harmful to do that. I think there's a justification of making them, showing how absurd they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that worked well. I think the bit I found funniest was him doing the paintings. This is something everyone knows, as he was a failed artist, and to therefore do it with him just drawing these just pathetic stick figures and line drawings, and also like really racist caricatures that he's coming out with, was brilliant. He was like, yes, of course, it's a Hitler. What did you think he was going to do? And that was really good.
You laughed quite a lot at the downfall parody.
Oh, yeah. I think I actually might know. So they played off the film Downfall, And I think I maybe hadn't seen that when I last saw this film, and I don't remember getting it, but they did that really well. Do you remember that there's the famous scene where Hitler's in his bunker in the film Downfall, and he's kind of got the news that he's lost the war, basically. And he does this thing where he sort of breaks down and sends everyone out of the room and then just starts yelling at people. And they do that scene like every moment of it exactly the same with the TV director. I can't remember what had happened. Has he found out he'd been sacked or something?
Is it not when they get rid of Hitler? They stop broadcasting Hitler and...
That was it. Did you get that one, Laura and Fernando?
Never seen Downfall.
Okay.
I have not seen it.
I think a lot of people recognize the clip from like parody YouTube videos, because if you don't understand German, you can change the subtitles to be about anything you want. So it can be like Hitler discovers that his World of Warcraft account has been banned.
I might have seen a couple.
It with him, so yeah, or whatever it is. Yeah, there's a lot of variations on this.
Yeah, for the record, that's my only experience of that scene as well. I've never actually seen Downfall.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know? Yeah, that rings a bell. I think I have seen it. I don't remember what it was, but very good. I have to say, I found a lot of it funny, but I found a lot of it a bit like meh. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say I was like holy.
There were some stretches I got a bit bored.
Yeah, I got a bit bored at times. I think I would probably land on 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of average. Like it was good. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I've seen it.
Yeah, I think I would land on a 4.
Nice.
Out of 4? 4 out of 4?
Out of 17.
Oh, that's not good.
It wasn't engaging the whole way through. I think it gets a lot of credit for doing something brave and doing excellent really well. But yeah, there were parts that were... They were weak.
Yeah. It's the same thing I'd say with Borat, by the way.
Mm.
And probably for something where so much of the gimmick is seeing people's reactions, quite long segments that are just the drama bit, where it's fully scripted and not even pretending not to be, but they're not particularly interesting characters or anything. I don't really care about the main character guy who finds him and his girlfriend or whatever.
He was a bit...
It's all right. It's better than I could have done, but
yeah, I wasn't that. I don't really engaged. Care. Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah. You got to have a big personality to compete with Hitler on the screen.
Yes, that's it.
Not sure this guy had the chops for it.
There were times that Hitler looked a little bit like Mads Mikkelsen to me. Just for the record,
I will pretend you didn't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, he could do it though, couldn't he?
You'd be a good Hitler.
I trust in Mads. Yeah.
Oh god, yeah.
Before the end of his career.
He could do anything. He could play Princess Diana.
I'd definitely see that.
Oh, he could play Hitler, but having escaped to Argentina.
Ooh.
And actually just really old and living out his life.
Yeah, brilliant.
He does have a villainous sort of you know, not a villainous face, that's cruel, but he, you know, he plays a good villain.
He does.
He was great in Casino Royale, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be up to no good. No offense. Great. Should we play some games?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who were we? Who would you cast us as?
Well, I would be Hitler.
Thank you. Someone had to take Hitler.
Yeah, I could see you sort of calmly persuading people to your viewpoint along the roadside. Making statement of fact. So statements as though they're fact, sorry. I think Claire could be the sharp TV exec who smells a golden opportunity.
I see.
Yeah. I would, yeah. If that's my job, I'll just get on with it. That's what you got to do.
What about you, Michael?
I think I'm one of the neo-Nazis who punches them in the face for making fun of the cause. No, I have no idea. I don't think there are a lot of characters in this film I identified with.
So I see you as the document. For me. You're the documentarian, maybe. Well, no.
Yeah, I don't know if you're stumbling along through, not quite sure what I'm doing.
Seeing the best in people, even when they're Hitler.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Who does that make you then, Laura?
I'm the guy with all the dogs.
Not the receptionist come love interest.
Well, I do like rats, and if I had a rat, I would bring it to work. I didn't see myself in her, to be honest. I thought she was... I mean, I liked her as a character.
Yeah, she was good.
Totally blind to... like everyone else, I suppose, but particularly Gormless.
Mm. Yeah, she was not one of the big hitters in the film, was she?
Mm. Can I be the scheming vice president or whoever he was?
Yeah, he was fun, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Sesson something.
What was the link between this film and The Promised Land?
Oh, yeah.
Quite different films.
This might be a tough one.
Hmm.
I was going to say people who have a vision for, like, a nationalism, deeply nationalist pride and a vision for their country with admittedly different outcomes, in that one of them just wants to cultivate potatoes.
Yeah.
The other one wants a resurgence.
Just stuck to potatoes.
But I guess it's about carving out your place in history. He wanted the noble title and the house and to be the person who tamed the heath. And in some ways, isn't that just what Hitler was doing as well?
Trying to tame the heath, was he?
Yeah,
his own personal heath. Well, I mean, that's how he saw it, right? It's, enemies within, enemies without, people to be destroyed, just trying to make his homeland great. But, such an evil way of seeing that.
Based on defining the parameters of who belongs and who doesn't.
Mm.
There we go. Done.
Oof, no. Yeah.
How was it like Moby Dick? Which Pokemon are they all? We play so many games.
I'd forgotten about which Pokemon are they all. Which Pokemon would Hitler be? That's a weird one.
What's the evil Pokemon? Mewtwo.
Mewtwo's very Hitler. But in the first Pokemon movie, there's all of this sort of eugenicist stuff about making a perfect world where Pokemon rule over man or whatever.
It's a classic Mewtwo arc that they stole for this film, I think. Have you heard the phrase reductio ad Hitlerum? I probably don't.
Yes.
I thought I'd do that with Pokemon.
Yeah, very good. You ruined Mewtwo for me now.
Is Winnie the Pooh more relatable?
Oh, that's a good one. Winnie the Pooh. Tigger is a bit of a Hitler character.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
he's Tigger. Who else would it be?
Maybe Rabbit.
Yeah, Rabbit.
Rabbit's a lot of like negative opinions about everyone.
Brink was Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Could be.
Game doesn't really work either. Well, it's a shame we sort of all agree on this.
Never interested when you all agree. But I think, basically, it was a good film. Wasn't the best film ever. Made us all think. Glad we watched it. Would recommend.
Oh, well done. What a lovely summary.
And anyone disagree?
Fernando, come on, give us an argument.
Well, I'm not thinking of any argument. I'm just thinking of something that we do in Mexico. So, Nazi salute that is well, people here in Mexico do it all the time.
Really?
The people that are during the swearing in ceremonies of Mexican officials, like say senator or certainly the president, when they are taking the oath of office, they do the Roman salute.
Right.
And I wonder why that is. I know the origin of the salute, and I guess that is the answer. But I wonder why we still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking specifically and maybe I should have thought about this earlier, that currently the current Mexican president is the first Jewish president that we have. And I wonder if she can see, if she saw the link between the Romans. Well, it's essentially the same thing, right? And I wonder now, I did not see the swearing-in ceremony for the current president, but I wonder if she made the Nazi salute, well, the Roman salute, or if she thought, well, this is strange for me to do it, especially because I am Jewish, so maybe I should do something else.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess it's another thing that the Nazis have ruined a bit, like the tiny moustache. There's nothing actually wrong with greeting people by like putting your hand up like that. I guess it's very close to what you do when you're sort of trying to get someone's attention, isn't it? Just put one arm in the air above your head. But yeah, I guess it's just about what you're used to seeing.
The power of symbols.
Yeah, the power of people to change symbols. It's strange.
Apparently, this is what a Danish friend of mine told me, that the swastika is originally an Indian symbol, I think.
You still see it a lot over there, I think.
Yeah.
That symbolizes peace, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it tends to look slightly different, but it's still decidedly a swastika.
It's like the anti-clockwise version.
Yes, it's the other way around.
The tails point in the other direction, I think.
And it often has four dots inside the tails, is that right? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's odd when you see it and like, oh shit, that's a swastika.
Just have you seen the Monty Python sketch with Mr. Hilter?
I don't remember it.
Oh, it's great. So it's Hitler and Himmler and someone else, I can't remember, are in the English countryside in a B&B and they're poring over maps.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, and this is Mr. Hilter. Oh, you've got the wrong map there. You want the Ilford and Barnstable, not that's Munich.
Oh yeah, and they're just planning to invade London, aren't they? And, yeah, and the landlady doesn't have any idea who they are. Yeah, that's exactly that. This is what I'm talking about. This kind of this history of just making fun of Nazis, and they did it all the time. I swear, every episode of Monty Python had some Nazis in it doing one thing or another.
It's one of my favourite sketches. I really like it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it again after this. Yeah, I'll look forward to that.
The Woodhouse ones had Spode, didn't they?
Oh, Roderick Spode. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, the moustache and everything.
Yeah, and had a thing about English racial purity based on perfect knees.
Yeah.
And so they all wore shorts all the time. Yeah, that was it.
I think that might be all my thoughts. Thank you for picking it.
Yeah.
Thank you for picking it.
You're welcome.
It was very film club, I'm going to say.
Yes, classic.
Very offbeat and made us think a lot, but was also very, interesting. Oh, and Claudia Scheinbaum did do the... should we say the Roman salute?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh dear.
And she, more than anyone else, we're convinced is not a neo-Nazi.
Well, now I don't know. Now I do not know.
Very interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks for a nice discussion, everyone.
Lovely.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. We are all in the hat now, aren't we?
Yes.
We are.
Well, one moment, please.
Do we do a Roman salute while this is playing?
No, we do put our hand on our heart. That's what we always did.
Okay.
It's a Mexican tradition.
Exactly.
You're flying too close to the sun here, Claire.
Good job I've got my sombrero on.
Okay, I'll play the music now.
Thank you. Cool. So I'll do Laura and Fernando.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Rock.
Scissors.
Well done, Laura. Could someone count Claire and me in?
3, 2, 1. Rock.
Paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
It's Laura or me. Have you got one pick, Laura?
No. Hang on. Oh. I always fumble at the last hurdle.
I meant have you got a film pick, not have you got rock or paper or scissors picked. You can just say one at random.
I always overthink it. What do you expect me to do? Okay, I'm ready. Yes, 3, I have a film picked.
2, 1.
Paper.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Scissors.
Paper. Yeah, well done.
Oh, okay, so I'm an inconsistent person. I know I promised Mysterious Island, but I think we'd actually have a better time watching Clash of the Titans.
Is that so different? Clash of the Titans.
Yeah. 1981, not the 2000s one where they tried to do it seriously.
Okay. Very promising, thank you.
I'm excited.
This is going to be good.
And okay. My apologies in advance to Fernando because I know you wouldn't like it.
Amazing.
Wait, you do not know that. I might like it.
You're right. I don't know it. I suspect it.
Mm.